I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The U.S. President's golf team came from behind to win the 13th edition of the biennial contest with an international team of players not from Europe. And it was a special 16-14 victory in Australia for one of the game's best players ever, Tiger Woods, who mastered two of the biggest roles.
As the captain and the player, it was a juggling act, but the guys understood that. We knew that. We communicated that going in. There were a lot of different plans that could happen. And I trusted all of them, from all the 11 players with Strix and Cups and Zach as our vices. It was trust in each other, and that's what ultimately won us the Cup.
Woods was the only golfer of the 24 who played to win all of his matches. The first 3 days were led by the international team, and South African captain Ernie Els was able to lead his side to a pre-match target of 10 points by the end of play Saturday. But that left the U.S. team only 2 points behind, going into head-to-head singles match play where anything could happen. Matt Kuchar clinched the winning margin of victory when he was assured of a half point in his match against Louis Oosthuizen.
I played enough match play, played enough golf, that if you keep plugging along, I knew some good things was happening. We're playing good enough. And to have a chance there on 17, knowing exactly what that scenario was, if I make that birdie there, that gives me a one-up lead and the, for sure, clinching half point. And to make that putt, to have everybody there on 17, I don't know that I can explain the emotions, but I was leaping out of my skin with joy. To do that was such a thrill and something I'm hugely proud of.
Barely 2 years on the PGA Tour, Xander Schauffele has won 5 tournaments and come very close to winning in 3 major tournaments. He was thrilled to play at Royal Melbourne and with Woods as captain.
For me, personally, a dream to play on this team since I was a kid. I think I'm speaking for more than just myself. At no point did we feel, we were obviously down, but not in spirit. T-Dub, you know, we had our meetings every night. He just pulled us through, and he just told us to keep our heads down and keep fighting.
U.S. Open champion Gary Woodland was also appreciative of his opportunity to play.
This has been a goal of mine for a long time. I grew up playing team sports, and being in an individual sport, I just haven't had that. And I've been close for a lot of teams, but finally making this team, it's been an amazing month since I got the call from captain. We've all been invested. He's unbelievably invested. But this week was amazing. You know, it was stressful today. I played great today and got steamrolled. I didn't want to lose the only, my first team event. So it was nice that the guys stuck together and played great golf and pulled it out.
Tony Finau didn't win any of his matches, but he still contributed 3 critical half points, including a tough final battle with Japanese veteran Hideki Matsuyama.
I was 4 down today, and I thought to myself, I didn't have a lot of my best stuff, and I thought Hideki played a great round of golf. I was 4 down with 8 to go, and I basically told myself, if I can't give up on my teammates, on my guys, my captain, Tiger, the story of his resilience coming back from what he has with injuries and everything that he's been through. I think, each of us, we just believe in each other because, we know we could do what we did today, and we really believe that we can win the Cup. We were kind of against the odds, but I couldn't give up on my teammates and my captains, and I know that's everybody on this team felt the same way.
Justin Thomas was paired with Tiger Woods in an early doubles match and was impressed with Woods' dual role.
In terms of a captain, he did great because, actually I was talking to Zach about it, because someone who's done as much as he has and had as much experience as he had in all these team events, he very easily, I felt, could have tried to take over the team rooms or try to give all this advice and try to do so much, when he was like, look, including himself, we have 12 of the best players in the world. No offense, but he just needed to get out of the way, and that's what he did. Once the captains made the teams, he was just like, go play hard, boys. Even when we got down, he's like, look, They're making more putts than we are. We're going to be fine. Never panicked.
Woods was named U.S. President's Cup team captain while recovering from his fourth back surgery. His amazing comeback on the golf course, which included his fifth Masters title, gave him the rare chance to enjoy a hard-fought team victory.
I've been a part of teams before where we have won. Also, I've been a part of, unfortunately, this President's Cup when we lost 21 years ago. And so to come here and to do it in this fashion, to do it with this team in particular, it was an honor for me as a player, and it's even more of an honor to be their captain.
Noor Alexandria Aboukarem, a 16-year-old runner living in the U.S. state of Ohio, was recently disqualified from a race because she wore a hijab. Now Aboukarem is fighting to get the rules changed. Aboukarem has been living a normal American teenager life, but on October 19th, after finishing a 5K run, she noticed something unusual.
I ran my best race at the time, and I finished the race, and I went to go find my individual score, and my name wasn't up there. So I went to the girls on my team that hadn't been racing, and I was like, "You guys, my name's not up there." And they said, "You've been disqualified." I was like, "For what?" And then they like looked at me, and they weren't laughing. They were like, "Because of your hijab." And at that moment, my heart shattered. Like, I couldn't feel anything anymore. I was like, I was embarrassed. I was super embarrassed. And then I walked away, and I broke down.
Aboukarem's mother, Yolanda Melendez, also found the disqualification unsettling.
It was heartbreaking. It was hard. It was a hard moment as a parent to follow in Noor's footsteps and her calmness and her forgiving ways. And, she just loves her team, and she accepted it.
The problem, according to the Ohio High School Athletic Association, is that students can run with religious headgear, but they need a waiver to do so. Aboukarem had been running races for months without submitting one, but this time officials decided to enforce the rule. Her teammates, like Sydney Gafeo, were shocked.
I think the rule should be changed because that's not fair to anyone, and I don't think it should happen to anyone else.
The school has since submitted the waiver, and Aboukarem is free to run with her hijab. But her mother feels the damage has been done.
They publicly disqualified her. I believe they should have the courage to publicly come out and let her know that they were wrong.
Aboukarem still wants to compete in the years to come.
When I see myself in the future, I see myself playing sports at a collegiate level, whether it's running or playing soccer. I do both.
Aboukarem believes the incident provided her with a platform to raise her voice and get the rules changed. Olympic bronze medalist and fencer Ibtihaj Muhammad became the first American Olympian to wear a hijab while competing at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio. Muhammad posted her support to Aboukarem on Instagram soon after the young runner's disqualification. Formula One car racing will debut next year in Vietnam as the fast-growing host country tries to attract high-end tourism as its own wealthier citizens are taking a growing interest in sports. Between 2010 and 2018, the number of foreign tourists in Vietnam expanded from 5 million to more than 15 million. Rajiv Biswas, Asia-Pacific chief economist at market research firm IHS Market, says hosting Formula One races is expected to add even more tourism.
It's probably one of the strategies of the government to increase value-added tourism and also to brand the tourism economy in a better way. And then, of course, Vietnam's own more upper-middle-class population would be interested in these kind of events.
A Formula One racing circuit is due for completion next month in the capital, Hanoi, with the country's first Formula One Grand Prix to be held in April. The Vietnam Grand Prix circuit will extend 5.6 kilometers, 1.5 kilometers of which will be straight. It will allow speeds of up to 335 kilometers per hour. The governments of host countries pay to host the races and build the racing infrastructure. Mark Thomas, executive consultant with Omnicom Experiential Group, a marketing firm with expertise in sports, says Vietnam today is much like China 15 years ago, an up-and-coming nation that wants to showcase itself to the world.
I sort of think it works for both sides. The government gets what they want, which is a global sort of advertising platform for what they are and what they want to become. And Formula One and their owners get a nice check.
Around Asia, Formula One holds other races in China, Japan, and Singapore. Thomas says China breaks even on its Shanghai circuit by renting it out between races. Malaysia stopped hosting Formula One in 2018 after losing money over 17 years. Soccer and basketball have already gained followings in Vietnam. Frederick Burke, partner with the law firm Baker McKenzie in Ho Chi Minh City, says the rapidly expanding economy gives people the ability to buy event tickets and goods sold by event sponsors.
Generally speaking, sports economy is really starting to take root in Vietnam. People in Vietnam love certain sports, especially soccer, and now they're starting to like basketball. Vietnamese people now have some leisure time and entertainment is really lacking, and people like to go to these games. They do really well.
Phuong Hong, a Ho Chi Minh City travel sector business person, says auto racing is expected to grab the most attention among expatriates and white-collar Vietnamese men, especially those who already like cars.
The upper class of Vietnam who care about car, about auto, surely they will like this.
Phuong herself hopes to make it to Hanoi for a Grand Prix event. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.